Hallelujah. Father, we thank you also for the word tonight as we hear it to be strength to our life. Now, the Lord has instructed me to start with Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 tonight. And that'll be our beginning verse. I know we're getting ready to do some fasting, so I'm going to talk a little bit about fasting tonight. I want us to begin to prepare our hearts and get ready. Amen. And to understand that it's not just moving. We're not moving God with our fasting, but He's moving us into the position that we might receive from Him everything that we are asking and all that we desire. How many know that fasting changes us? It doesn't change Him. He's ready. Well, why doesn't He just pour it out? He said, when I return, will I find what? Faith on the earth. Amen. Will He find faith on the earth? Yes, He will, in you and I. Amen. But this, He said in John 6:28, I believe, if I'm correct. But He said, this is the work of God, what? That you believe. Amen. How many know it takes faith to believe? I know I'm starting here in 16, but I already went somewhere else for a second. Let's look at it real quick. John chapter, I believe it's chapter 6, if I'm correct. Yeah, John 6, 28, 29. Then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent. Many times our work is to come to that place where we really believe. Jesus wants us to believe Him. Didn't He say, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover? These signs will follow them that believe. The doubters aren't going to let it. It's not going to happen for them. Say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, then you won't have it happen. Nor will we have it happen if we never lay hands on the sick. Amen. You might want to say, well, now, Lord, you know, I know some many times I've mentioned to people, I said, well, oh, I've got this terrible headache. Well, I've got healing in my hands. Would you like me to pray for you? What? I do. Jesus lives in me. It's His power. It's His life that's in me. Healing life lives in me. And it lives in you. And when we believe, when we continue to say and believe and continue to say, Lord, you said, hallelujah. But verse 16 says this in Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Before I get to preaching anymore, I better read this verse. At least we could say we read one verse. Huh? Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. But verily or truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There's a reward for things that we do that most people don't ever see. Now, I'm not saying, you know, if you're fasting and someone is inviting you out to eat and everything else and you've tried everything, you know, it's okay. Well, I'm sorry I can't come because I'm fasting. I found that to be easier than trying to make excuses and don't lie. Try not to lie, you know, why I can't come and eat with you today. And there are times when the Lord has told me in the midst of fasting, He said, do not offend them and partake of what they're giving you. I said, okay. You said, yeah, but you're fasting. I am fasting. But I'm also walking in the love of God. Love does no ill to its neighbor. And there are times, I'm not saying all the time, but it doesn't mean you can't just go right back to it. You know, is it going to hurt you? Now, see, I'm not doing it to feed my flesh. I'm doing it to honor someone and to honor what God tells me to do. Now, he doesn't tell me that very often, but occasionally. Occasionally. You say, well, does he really? Yes, he does. He really does. Because we are to be what? Led of the Spirit of God. You see, God is not, we're not under law because we're saved what? We are saved by him, by grace, through faith. We're not bound by law. It has to be based on the relationship we have with our Father. And we're not fasting to move him. We're fasting to move us into that position to say, thank you, Father. I know you always hear me. And my flesh is being what? Pressed down. My emotion and my faith is rising. The faith of God is rising up in me. Why? Because my outer man is being controlled. My outer man is being held in a position called death, which it was declared. He said we are to reckon our body, what? Dead. Our body does not, God can't really, yes, he He indwells our body. Yes, he lives, but really he lives within our spirit. He said, that flesh man, I can't do a lot with him. Yet we have to have it to stay here, don't we? And so that's the purpose of fasting, is to keep our fleshly man under control, to help us to control him, to help keep the appetites of this flesh under control. And we're not to appear like, I know one particular, I'll just say people in general, they'll fast. Oh my, you know, I've been fasting 2 days. Oh, you know, I'm just weak. I don't think I can do anything. 3 days. Oh my, I'm just so hungry. And they try to get out of their daily routine, but that's not what it says here, is it? We're not to appear to men to fast. If you're not appearing to fast, then you're going to go about your daily business, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'll get faint. No, you drink water. You have enough energy in your body, it will be okay. There are times when sometimes, you know, you'll have days, you know, if you're fasting, a longer fast, there'll be a few days you may feel a little more tired than other days, but then your health will begin, you know, you'll get strong again. You'll see the strength also. And sometimes there's a little fluctuation there from my personal experience. And I've done a few longer fasts. I've done several shorter fasts. And I'm continuing to work on that. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes the Lord will tell me, don't eat, you know, whatever, this noon meal. Okay. What do you want me to do? Pray. You know. oh yeah, pray. Don't forget that part. Why? Because prayer and fasting is what really brings the power. Now, fasting will change you if you'll just fast, if that's all you can do, ultimately. It can, if you'll stick with it long enough. But what will happen is, see, that flesh will come down to a place where that hunger in there on the inside of you for God will kick in and you'll pray. You'll begin praying, see. It'll bring that down far enough. Because all of us have to deal with this fleshly body, our fleshly emotions. I mean, you know, that anger that wants to rise up. And sometimes there's things in our own self that we didn't realize were there. And it's putting a ceiling on our life where the enemy, we can't go further than this. We go so far and we don't go farther. But if we'll pray, and if we'll do a little fasting and add that with it, there'll be a power that will help us destroy those ceilings on our flesh, and we'll realize that we can walk in a higher place with God, a stronger anointing, a stronger place with Him. But what we don't want to do is we don't want to stay the same. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want to look back and say, okay, Pastor Doug's been here 3 years and there's been no stronger anointing at all. None. That wouldn't be good. It's not good. Well, I just don't see a big change. Well, there will be, but we have to initiate some things with God. Because He doesn't do everything for us, contrary to popular opinion. There are some things that we do in conjunction with Him. See, the Bible says, I mean, if the Holy Spirit's your helper and you do nothing, what's He going to help? What's He helping? Amen. That's good preaching, Pastor Doug. He's helping nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, if you don't give Him anything, you see, yes, well, I'm just waiting for the Holy Spirit to give me a word. And we've already forgotten. We've got a whole book of words that you haven't even read yet. And it would sure help Him a lot if you'd read some of it. Amen. Well, I don't know where to start. Well, come see me. I'll help you out. But start somewhere. You know, you say, well, I'm not a very good reader. Well, start in Philippians. That's a good book. There's only 4 chapters. You can read it in about 15 or 20 minutes. Maybe, and if you really read it slow, you could drag it out to 30. It's not about how fast it is or how much it is. It's that we do it. And we take a script, you know, if you have to, read one scripture and meditate on it. Think about it and start doing it. You know, that is a good book, you know. Let me turn over there a minute. I'm going to show you a scripture. Philippians. Now, here's a good one. Oh, it says here that I may, verse 16 of 3. Well, we looked at this before. But it says, Paul said, oh, that's 10. I'm sorry. That's not, okay. But that's a good one. Philippians 3:10, that I may know Him. Think about it. What does that mean, Lord? That I may know You. That's one, right? And what? The power of His resurrection. The fellowship of His sufferings. There's 3. Be made conformable to His death. There's 4 things you can start meditating on right there. Just start thinking about it. Lord, I want to know You. Lord, I want to know You. What does that mean, Father, to know You? To be intimate with Him. To be close to Him. Lord, I want You. I want to know You. I want to understand You, Lord. See, I'm just starting. Thinking about it. Lord, what does that mean, Father? Holy Spirit, make it real to me. I want to know You. Lord, I want to understand You. I want to recognize when You're with me, Lord. I want to understand. I want to know what's going on when You're moving in my heart. Lord, I want to remember. I want to be sensitive to that, Lord. See, there's so many things just in that little statement. And if we'll meditate on some things, just think about it. Talk to the Lord about it. You know, this is a real small loaded book here, Philippians. I mean, it takes you right on through where it talks about Jesus, what coming as that man, submitting. You know, first part, he starts, says, hey, rejoice in the Lord. Woo! These are some great truths, and how many know we need the Word of God? Because it's God speaking to us. Anyway, we're talking about fasting, but that's part of it. Prayer and fasting, the power twins. Because that prayer builds us up in our spiritual man, getting it stronger and stronger, isn't it? He's got to be strengthened. Hallelujah. Don't be like the hypocrites of a sad countenance. So if you got that sad countenance on, you've already got your reward. That's it. You're trying to get the sympathy of everybody around you. You're trying to look spiritual. Forget it. I'm very serious. I see it right here. Forget it. It says that you may appear unto men to fast. It says they have the reward, what? In full. If you're doing it just because you want to brag about fasting 20 days or 30 days or 40 days, you have your reward already in full. You may as well, you know, I've got my reward. Here I am. Say, well, it didn't do me any good. I didn't say it did you no good, but very little good. Your reward's already there. You're not going to be rewarded by the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'll take His reward. You want to make your own rewards? They're going to be sad and sorry and few and far between. Oh, yeah, you may have the praise of men, but that feeds the flesh. See, even in a fast, the whole point was you're putting your flesh under. So it's not just about not eating, but getting the attitude of our heart changed, see? To where we're what? Seeking the Lord. The psalmist David said, I humbled myself with fasting. You went into the room. They said, well, why are you fasting? Well, maybe God had changed his mind. He's a merciful God. I know he is. But he still received the consequence of his sin. Under the old covenant, that's what it was. But here under the New Testament, we just don't get the benefit of what God wants us to have. But we're to fast. It says here, anoint your head and wash. In other words, just keep yourself clean. Keep yourself not looking like you're fasting. Amen. Not putting on the sackcloth and ashes there. Oh, look, woe is me. And I'm not saying there's not a time. There may be a time for that for you. But that's not where we're seen of men. That's not where we're bragging. That's not where we're trying to get people to see us. No, I've been fasting and fasting. God forgive us. Sometimes I wonder. You know, there's not some special anointing that comes on you for fasting 40 days. I'm sorry, but there's not. It's a good thing to do. It's okay. But many people have a husband and wife and children. He didn't say leave them all. Now, there is a time when you may separate season. I mean, he said over in 1 Corinthians there, Paul said that they could take a seat under mutual agreement. Amen. Now, if your wife or husband says no, then don't do it. Wow. Well, the body said that your body doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your wife. Doesn't mean you can't fast, but you can't hide and lock yourself away and not pay attention to her. And expect things to go well. Especially if you have a young family. You know, it takes two people. God gave a husband and a wife. He gave a man and a woman in the home primarily, hopefully. And when there's not, it's not so easy. Amen. Sometimes she needs a little help. Hallelujah. And I know maybe in our church right here we don't, but we've got plenty of people that are watching that have children. Three or four children, some of them. Just one child is a lot. Sometimes, you know, when you're first getting rolling, you know, you got one or two and they're in diapers. You know. Amen. It's a lot of work. I don't know why I got off on that, but it was good anyway. Praise the Lord. That thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father. We're appearing to the Father. I'm presenting my body to the Father. It's good preaching, Pastor Doug. Amen. We want to get our heart right and say, Lord, I want to present myself to you. I'm coming with a good heart, Lord. I want you to know, Lord, I'm expecting. I'm going to use my faith. Everything we do, we want to use faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. All right. And we present ourselves unto the Father in secret. And your Father, which sees you in secret, shall reward you openly. Well, other people might know you're fasting, but the secret part is what's in our heart. Amen. No one sees that except God. God sees our hearts. That's really our secret place. We can close our eyes and we can draw in to Him. He lives in us. Amen. Our secret place is right here. We have it all the time. But here in this fasting, we can draw ourselves away sometimes. And if you didn't eat lunch, then try to spend those, you know, 30 minutes or 45 minutes in prayer. Whatever your lunchtime might be. Maybe you'll have to walk outside. Maybe it'll be separating yourself from your other buddies that you usually are talking with and eating lunch with and whatever else you talk about, and go talk to Jesus. Or spend a little time reading the Bible. Not so that everybody sees how great and spiritual you are, but unto our Father. And He's going to reward you openly. What is the reward that he does openly? The peace of God, the answer to our prayer, the faith of God, which is already in us, but it grows and it is operates at a greater level. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's where I'm supposed to start right there. So we got started and I preached a bunch from there. Praise the Lord. But when we fast, we realize that certain areas of our flesh or our fleshly nature that haven't been put to death in the past begin to come to the surface. Maybe some things you didn't realize were there. Maybe certain things that, and maybe some things you did know, but they come more alive to you. You begin to see them. Isaiah 58:8. I believe it is. Anyway, the whole passage in Isaiah 58, but he says when we begin to fast, we don't hide ourselves from our own, you hide not from your own flesh. It begins to come forward, see. We begin to see some things that maybe we didn't realize before. Verse 7, actually. But it, you know, so this is the fast that He has chosen. Verse 7 says, is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor that are cast out of your house? When you see us the naked, and you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. In other words, your heart begins to cry out for those that are lost, those that are poor and naked, those that don't know God. And we begin to say, hey, Lord, there's areas in my heart. Maybe I wasn't so concern about them before, but they're beginning to rise up in my heart. And we hide not ourselves from things in our flesh, like lack of love toward the lost, or maybe wanting to have self-exaltation. We want a position somewhere in the church that's important. You know, not cleaning the church, not mowing the grass, but something that's important, see. We hide not ourselves from those kind of things that rise up on the inside. And we break that yoke that's trying to hold us down and keep us from fulfilling God's true plan for our life. Hallelujah. But here's part of the reward too, is that he said your light will break forth as the morning, verse 8, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Reward. Hallelujah. He's going to say, hey, what's going to follow you? The glory of God. Why? Because I allowed my flesh to be put down, and I allowed God to deal with me with my heart, that my heart would have the right heart toward mankind. I'll begin to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, maybe there's something he puts on you real strong, and you say, I got to go do something. I see these type of people, or maybe it's the homeless, or maybe it's something else. Now, there's a lot of people that deal with the homeless, and that's wonderful. We should help them. And while I'm thinking about that, we are going to get ready to start helping out and bring some food to help with the pantry in town. Amen. How many know sometimes it's better to come alongside somebody that's already got something going and help them? Hallelujah. How many? We want people to help us, don't we? You know, it'd be great. You know, if we give them some food and things, it's a blessing. And it helps that ministry. But they're already doing it. They've got it already set up. So this is what Paul meant. He said, in essence, I would rather glory in my infirmities or weaknesses as a man, because when I am stripped of my dependency on my flesh, it places my dependency, what? On the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 12. Let's read that, verse 9 and 10. He said, I glory in some of these weaknesses of my flesh because it helps me to see my need for Jesus, my need for Christ. And sometimes things rise up in our flesh. See, we don't hide ourselves from that flesh, but we begin to recognize some things. And we say, Lord, I need your help. Hallelujah. Verse 9 and 10 of 2 Corinthians 12. And he said unto me, to Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities. Now, here's the infirmities he's taking pleasure in. I don't see any sickness and disease in here, okay? I don't see poverty and lack, but I do see this in reproaches. You know what a reproach is? That's when people are speaking bad about you. They're reproaching you. They're trying to put you down. Reproaches in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. See, when we realize our flesh, we weaken the flesh, we allow the strength of God that's in us to come forth. Now, he did say necessities. Sometimes he had needs, but he did it on purpose because he's following after Christ. He didn't worry about it. He said, I've learned how to be content. Whether I got plenty or whether I don't have enough, I'm going to trust God because I can still, even in that situation, I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's what he's saying here. The Holy Spirit strengthens me. Yes, everywhere I go, it seems like they're coming after me. And I asked the Lord if he would deliver me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you, son. I'll help you through, but not every little persecution is going to go away. And I got news for you. We're entering into some more very soon because these are the days that we're entering into. And I believe we're entering into at least the beginnings of the last days. And persecution is going to be crazy, but so shall be the power of the living King. And he shall display his glory as never before, and men shall come in. All the earth are going to know what? He said, the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. And that's pretty deep, last time I checked. Hallelujah. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty deep. You know, you get down there far enough under that glory and you hardly be able to breathe. Bless God. But the glory of God will have its way and you'll be controlled in him. And you'll be glad that you fasted and prayed. Because the days of change are upon us. And the enemy might come. And we don't know what all ways he'll come. But, you know, what are you going to do when you're coming into the church and they're standing out there with signs and want to spit on you and throw urine on you because you don't believe in their way of life? Are you going to come in and trust God and worship him just like you did every other time? Are you going to allow them to do their thing and not hold it against them? Hallelujah. See, these are persecutions that may come. There was a little girl in India about 14. They threw gasoline on and burned her to death because she went to a prayer meeting. Are we really ready to face the persecution that the enemy will bring because the glory of God is coming forth? I believe we are. Praise God. I believe we will because the grace of God is already in us. His grace will be upon you to fast and to pray and to seek his face. And turn from our wicked way and to cry out to the true and the living King in behalf of ourselves and for others. See, it's not just about us. That's what Psalm 58 was talking about. It's not all about you. No, you're not hiding yourself from your own flesh. And you're realizing my complacency that may be there too. Against what? Those that are without him, those that need him. Are my prayers really seeking him? Am I really serious, or am I just playing church? I come to the prayer meeting so that I can be blessed and be touched. Or I come to church just for blessings when God said our life belongs to him. Are we willing to lay down our life? Are we going to say, I'll miss a meal or two, Lord? I'm going to set myself apart for a time. We're only calling for 5 days. That's not too much. Out of 365, 5 is not that much. And even 5 more later in the year, I think it's good if we do that because it kind of helps keep us in the attitude of prayer and fasting and having a time of focusing on, Lord, here I am. Anything you want to change in me, Lord? Hallelujah, because I want to see some changes in the world. I want my prayers to be answered. I don't know about you, but when we fast and pray, things begin to change on the inside of us, and faith begins to rise because our spirit man gets strong and our flesh man gets weak, and we allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in us. And even as we pray, greater grace comes in. We say, yes, Lord, I'll pray for that one. Yeah, Lord, even that one, Father. Maybe even the one that did you, which we should. Pray for our enemies. Amen. And maybe there's some that have so done you wrong, you haven't yet found yourself praying, but you will. Hallelujah, because of the changes that are going to take place. All right, so when we feel weakest in our natural strength, we actually, many times, are the strongest. Because unmortified areas of our flesh are in the process of dying. Fasting and prayer in combination help cause the fleshly works to come to light in our lives more quickly. Tests and trials can also bring them out. But I would rather not wait for trials. Fasting and prayer allow the Holy Spirit to reveal those things hidden in darkness and to deal with them before the trials come. And causes our character on the inside of us to be strengthened. See, we want to change things on the outside, but sometimes we got to get things in alignment with God so that we are in connection, in complete connection with Him, and complete authority can come forth. Hallelujah, amen. Praise the Lord. So, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how many are getting excited already about a little fasting? See, there's some rewards to fasting. There's some rewards. Sometimes our flesh doesn't like it, or we think we don't. You know, we make a big deal about it, but guess what? After you get done fasting, food will still be there. Amen. And you can get it out. You can eat it then. Amen. Just giving up a little bit is not going to hurt us at all. As a matter of fact, we found out it's going to help us. Our light will spring, is going to come forward. Amen. Our health's going to spring forth speedily. Everybody says, well, is that healthy? Yes, it's healthy to fast. However, I must, as a professional, tell you, listen to your doctor. Whatever he says, listen to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some people do have some health issues. And, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody. Sometimes we have to have a little, some people have to have a little food with their medication or whatever it is. Please do that, and please drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water. If you fast, drink water. It's the greatest cleanser that's still upon the earth. Everybody says, well, what can I cleanse myself with? You do a little fasting and drink plenty of water. It will help clean your body. Amen. It won't hurt you at all. Do you some good. That's not our main purpose, but that's one benefit that can happen. Amen. All right. Well, I think I'm going to stop there for tonight. And we'll get started with what Jesus taught about fasting next time. We did a little bit about what he taught, but we'll do some more. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that we can choose to fast and pray and seek you, Father. We can choose to lay down our life, our flesh, and not hide ourselves from our flesh, Lord, but to let you bring forward, Lord, things in us that may be holding us back from all that you want us to accomplish, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity and the honor to fast, Lord, to lay our lives down, to allow our flesh to be weak, that you might be strong on the inside of us. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father.